Good afternoon, men. Here at the station today. I think you can see the trucks stuff in here behind me. But I gotta be super quick. I may have to go in the middle of this, so we'll see. So I just want to talk about being prepared at all times, so we don't have to get ready all of a sudden. So I'm gonna read this real quick. The wind's kind of blowing. You'll have to excuse me. It is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 through 3. It says, "Now concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write you, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. When people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape." So what I wanted to talk about is, set my bookmark down, in this job, if we get toned out to a house fire tonight, or let's say we knew that that was going to happen, and we know that there's going to be a kid hanging out the second story window, and that's going to happen, how prepared do you think we'd be? I know that, you know, in my line of work, that if we knew that was going to happen, we'd have everything ready to go, and like we'd be waiting by the trucks for the tones to drop. Unfortunately, we don't get that. When the call drops, we just got to be ready for whatever it is, medical call, wreck, technical rescue, fire, whatever it is. So therefore, in this job, we have to train for everything and be ready at all times. So I would like us to kind of encourage us men that in our spiritual walk, just like I just read, it relates the Lord's coming back to a thief in the night. I know that the Bible talks about the parable of you would keep your doors locked. You would stay on guard at all hours of the night if you knew when the thief is coming, but that's the thing, we don't. So just like in this job, in this profession, we train our physical bodies. We stay ready. We come on to work and we check every piece of equipment, make sure it's fully functional. same thing with our spiritual walk. I catch myself, you know, getting behind in my reading, not praying, not seeking his face daily, and that's not being ready at all times. So I just want to be real brief, put the bug in your ear to at everything you do, everything, you know, be ready for his returning, be eager, and stay ready. So I love you, men. Be encouraged, and hope you have a great night.